Medicare for All is getting a lot of attention in the 2020 presidential race, but there's little information about what it might mean for you or your neighbors. So today, we look at one issue, individual costs. WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins our story at a dining room table in Brookline.
Is it zucchini pudding?
This is the pumpkin.
Oh, pumpkin. Sorry.
Yes, that's okay. They ran out of the zucchini, which also...
Bonnie Gilbert has put out a spread as we sit down with her husband, Yuval, to compare what the Gilberts spend on health care now with what they might spend under Medicare for All. The Gilberts have a family plan that includes two children. Yuval says the bills add up.
Usually one big event per year where we have a big expense.
Like an overnight evaluation for Bonnie when she experienced chest pain.
With kids, we will end up in an emergency room at some point during a year, and that is an automatic $500 out of pocket.
Adding payments to therapists who only take cash, prescriptions, and their monthly health insurance premiums, the Gilberts spent $19,000 on health care last year. When the Gilberts include what Bonnie's employer paid toward the family plan, the total is $33,000. Bonnie scans the numbers Yuval pulled onto a spreadsheet.
So that includes the employer's share and everything that we pay out of pocket, including for insurance?
Yep.
Okay.
For this experiment, we'll compare that $33,000 to what the Gilberts might pay under Medicare for All. Instead of premiums, copays, and deductibles, the Gilberts would likely see a personal tax increase. And Bonnie's employer would have a new payroll tax. How high? That's the key. We consulted healthcare finance experts and settled on three possible Medicare for All tax rates. Our low end is 11.5%. It's the combined income and payroll tax option from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, one of several ways he might fund Medicare for All. I opened the calculator app on my phone.
Okay, so now I need your total income.
Pre-tax income?
Yep.
The Gilberts together earn more than $150,000. I multiply their income by 11.5% and show the Gilberts my screen.
If it's Bernie at 11.5, you're fairly well under 33.
Together with Bonnie's employer, the Gilberts would save more than $5,000 off their $33,000 total in healthcare spending. But the Gilberts have some questions about that $5,000 plus in savings.
That number could mean that we pay less if the employer pays the same. It could mean that we pay more if the employer pays less.
So it depends how that's split, how that ratio is split.
Between employers and employees. That question lingers as I multiply the Gilberts' income by 15%, the middle tax rate we're using for this experiment. 15% assumes the U.S. would cut healthcare spending under Medicare for All, but not save as much as Sanders and other supporters suggest. The Gilberts, who are not shy, stare at my phone screen.
Yes, that's gone up.
Yeah.
Up by 10%.
About 10% above what the Gilberts and Bonnie's employer already pay for health insurance, trips to the ER, prescriptions, and therapy.
I mean, this is a lot of money. That's very high.
So the middle range situation is of no help to us, really, is the bottom line.
And finally, I multiply the Gilberts' income by 18%. That's the current portion of the U.S. economy spent on health care. Some economists predict health care spending would rise under Medicare for All and require an even higher tax rate because Americans would use more health care if it's free. But there's a lot of disagreement about how much Medicare for All might cost. That's why we compared a range of tax rates. The Gilberts say there's no point in talking about 18%.
I mean, that's almost a fifth of your income.
But you know what this all says to me? It says to me how ridiculously expensive our health care is in this country. And so that even when you bring in these different systems, you can't bring down our costs without going to what we're being charged for things. That is my takeaway.
Paying hospitals and drug makers less would be part of a heated debate if there is serious consideration of Medicare for All.
We don't have the answer. We're just very nervous.
We conducted the same experiment with three other individuals and families. You can see all of their stories on WBUR.org. Two low to moderate income households saved money at all three tax rates. Another higher income couple did not. It's important to note that there are many other pressing Medicare for All issues this cost comparison does not address, like what would be covered, how long you might have to wait for care, and job assistance for all the billing and private insurance employees who would be out of work. Comparing your own healthcare spending is just one way to wrestle with what Medicare for All might mean for you. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.